Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk Women's Roundtable, where we are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And today on Live Talk Women's Roundtable, we're discussing about some projects Zimbabwean women are doing to uplift others at home and abroad. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. In the U.S. presidential race between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, there will be 2 million more Asian American voters than there were 4 years ago, according to the Pew Research Center. VOA correspondent Scott Stearns reports on how Asian American lawmakers are getting out the vote.
Asian Americans are the fastest growing group of eligible voters in the United States, according to the Pew Research Center. But they are not uniform in their politics. Christine Chen is executive director of the nonpartisan Asian Pacific Islander American Vote Group.
So typically Indians and Japanese Americans are biggest supporters of Democrats, and Vietnamese Americans are actually large supporters of Republicans. Now, Chinese Americans, they have shifted from being Democrat to now their largest identification is independent. So what that is also telling me is that there's not enough engagement by the political parties and the campaigns to be able to educate them on the issues and what their campaign actually stands for.
Michelle Steele was born in South Korea and raised in Japan. The Republican congresswoman represents parts of California's Orange County and has Vietnamese language content on her website, as her district is home to one of the largest Vietnamese-American communities in the United States.
You just go out there, each community, and you reach out in different way. Like, for Vietnamese-Americans, I have 5 aldeas, and you wear their outfit. You go into Filipino community, I wear sari. And you know what? You do all these things, and they know that you are one of them.
Steele says she and her supporters knocked on more than 190,000 doors during her reelection campaign 2 years ago.
That's the way you reach out to Asian-American communities. It's all same for in my district, we speak 7 different languages, but they all say the same thing.
That door-to-door campaigning is especially important for Asian voters, of whom more than 70% used mail-in ballots and early voting in 2020, according to Chen.
It's because when you have a mail-in ballot, you can sit at your kitchen table, talk to your family and friends about the issues, about the candidates, and really be able to get the translation help and be able to not be under pressure to be able to figure out who you're going to vote for.
The importance Republicans are placing on Asian American voters concerns Grace Meng, a Democratic U.S. congresswoman who represents a district in the New York City borough of Queens.
Well, I think there's been an increased sense of urgency lately because we have seen the Republican Party, some of their candidates doing that type of multilingual outreach. And so we've been saying to our own Democratic leaders and candidates, like, look, hey, we can't wait anymore. The other side is catching on, and we need to make sure that we're doing that outreach so people know which party truly stands and represents their values.
At the neighborhood Min Kwan Center for Community Action, Sandra Choi is Civic Participation Director.
We work on it year after year. Building political power for immigrants, for Asian American immigrants, for working class communities. But especially for the 2024 election, where there is so much on the line, we know that this is the moment to really mobilize our communities to understand their power in building something bigger, a bigger future for all of us this year.
Pew Research projections say 15 million Asian Americans will be eligible to vote this November. More than half of them live in just 5 states: California, New York, Texas, Hawaii, and New Jersey. Scott Stearns, VOA News.
Today we bring you yet another Africa Corruption Series story, a segment where the Voice of America is giving you corruption stories from different African countries, and we focus on Eswatini today. in the textile industry of Eswatini, thousands of female workers, including 28-year-old single mother Nelweziwe Dlamini, endure deplorable conditions. They face unhygienic work conditions, low pay, excessively long unpaid hours, harsh discrimination, and unjust dismissals. These workers are said that corruption and inadequate regulation enable companies to exploit them. Nokukanya Muzi reports from industrial hub of Matsapa.
A group of female workers stands outside the New Life Garments textile factory in Matsapa, clutching their termination letters in frustration. They demand to speak with their employer.
We are fed up being treated like this. We are human beings. We deserve to be paid fairly until we reach that. What kind of an employer is not respectful? We work in the most hazardous conditions for long hours. Can you believe that we have to fetch water in a bucket when we use the bathroom? Not only do we dispose of everything in the bathroom in one bucket, we work hard.
The annual export volume of textiles and apparel from Eswatini is estimated to be around $20 million, and the nation's key trading partners include South Africa, the United States, and the United Kingdom. But behind the glittering facade of the fashion industry, a darker truth is emerging. The workers who sew the clothes claim they work in unsafe and unsanitary conditions. They are paid less than the minimum wage, and many work more than 12 hours a day without receiving overtime pay.
We have raised concerns over the years on the issue of low pay. It has not helped us in any way. Instead, the problem persists. We have many personal challenges. We can't put our children through school. What we earn is not enough to put our children even through high school or even through college and university. We only wait to pay our landlord for the rent.
There have been a number of protests and strikes by textile workers over the past few years. In 2019, textile workers went on strike for nearly a month to demand higher wages and better working conditions. In 2021, there was another major strike by textile workers who demanded an end to discrimination and harassment in the workplace. These strikes have shown the determination of textile workers to fight for their rights despite facing alleged intimidation and violence from their employers.
We need a fair ground to exist. That is all that we need. We need a creation of a platform where an individual right to freedom of association and collective bargaining shall be respected and actually ensured that it is respected. In that vein, we call for a tripartite inspectorate within the Ministry of Labour.
Despite numerous attempts to reach out to the Ministry of Labour for comments, they declined to provide a statement on the matter. In the meantime, the Conciliation Mediation Arbitration Commission, CMARC, a government entity under the Ministry of Labour tasked with improving workplace relations by facilitating communication and resolving disputes between employees and employers, plays a crucial role in maintaining workplace fairness by resolving disputes and ensuring compliance with labour laws. The Commission plans to be proactive in engaging stakeholders to mitigate these issues through training and seminars. Nokukhanya Musi, VOA News, Matsapa, Eswatini.
Thanks, Nokukanya, for that report. Moving on, a young Zimbabwean lady, Rachel Kwainona, who is one of the people chosen to attend the community engagement program organized by IREX under the U.S. Department of State and Cultural Exchange Programs, has now returned home to share her experiences she gained in the United States. Kwainona talks about her program.
So, Chirongwa ichindiche 1 year. And kuti ndiwe kuno ndino unouya for 3 months kuti ukwanise kudzidzira uchishanda nevamwe maAmericans uchibata basa rao unoita kumba. Saka vanongo kutsvagirawo organization yezvinhu zvaunoita kumba. Sanike inini ndiri kugela United Nations Foundation, ndinenge ndichiitawo ndiri ku digital media, ndichicreata ma advocacy strategies nema policies panyaya dzekubatsiridza vanasikana vemuno muAmerica, ndichigadzirawo futi mastrategies ekubatsirawo vanasikana kumba. Saka unouya for 3 months wozoedzokera kumba uchinonoita project yako for the rest yemamonths anenge asara, asi igore rose raunoita chirongwa ichi.
Saka kune vamwe vakateerera vangati ndingazvigonewo here kuti ndipinde muzvirongwa zvakadai, munoti mushure mekunge imi mawanikwa muchiaplya mumborambidzwa mukaaplya zve mukanyimwa mukazowana?
Chandinongotaura ndechekuti unofanha kutsungirira, nokuti kakawanda kachona ukasashingirira nekutsungirira uchishandira zvinhu zvauri kuda ukangoneta, then hapana chinobuda. Asi ukangoramba uchingoshingirira uchingoramba uchitraya kuitira kuti uone kuti future yako inenge yakamirawo sei, I think zvingatibatsira sevanhukadzi kuti tive vanhu vari vanomiririra vamwe uye vanozvimiririra vega vachitsvaga-tsvaga zvinokwanisa kuvabatsira muupenyu hwavo.
That there was Rachel Kwainona, a young Zimbabwean lady who spoke to us before she left for home. With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Today we are discussing about some projects Zimbabwean women are doing to uplift others at home and abroad. And to discuss this issue, we are joined via Skype by the founder of Stand Foundation, Shalin Chekenya. We also have on the phone the founder of Swan Creek Gardens, Leah Nachipo in Harare. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Thank you, lovely. Thank you.
I'll start off with you, Charlene. You are out there in Zimbabwe, but I understand that you've got a big project that you've got coming up next week. Tell us a little bit about it.
Thank you very much. Yes, I am Charlene Chikenya, and I'm the founder for Stand Foundation Trust. It has been declared by the African Union as the Year of Education. And here at Stand Foundation Trust, we have stood up and supported this initiative by launching a year-long program that is called Career Leadership and Postgraduate Studies Preparedness Workshops that will be running in different parts of Zimbabwe. We have started three already. We have conducted three in partnership with the U.S. Embassy Public Diplomacy Section, where we are training young women in leadership and assisting them with the necessary tools and equipment that will help them to edify their qualification and competitiveness in entry into university institutions for their master's and their PhD studies. We are trying to help women, young women, get ahead of global opportunities and assist them to connect leadership, career, and postgraduate studies so that they can be competitive to also acquire scholarships abroad, because so far most of their male counterparts get most of these opportunities. So right now we are trying to help as many women, young women as possible to also access global opportunities through this program.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I'll come back to you, Ms. Chekenya. And I'll now go to the founder of Swan Creek Gardens, Leah Nachipo. Welcome to the program, Ms. Nachipo.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Tell us, what prompted you to start this initiative that you've got going on in Harare?
I'll introduce myself first. I'm a mother of three and an entrepreneur. I run a functions wing called Swan Creek Gardens in Glenwood, Shawashi Hills. I started this business 14 years ago, and it's been running and hasn't been a smooth ride, but we're getting there. This month of May, we're celebrating our mothers. And in the past 10 years, I've hosted many women every first Sunday of May, just in celebration of our life givers, our heroines, single, married, widowed, divorced, the important women in our lives who have taken care of us from day one. We find that we normally just celebrate them on their birthdays and Christmas. But I have decided to just make it a special moment to take the time to give each mom a moment of attention and, you know, pampering and caregiving. So on the 12th of May at Swan Creek, we'll be hosting a lunch, a few hundreds of numbers, but it's going to be an epic event. We're going to worship God. We're going to pray and praise God. We're going to have Nyasha Mtonori as our singer and worshiper. And my TT is going to be our MC, and many other things will be happening on the day, but it's going to be epic.
So for those who have got mothers that they would like to spoil on Mother's Day, which is this Sunday, what do they do?
They get in touch with me on my mobile. The number I can give you now, it's +263 772 909 417. It's for both calls and WhatsApp. And I'm also on Facebook under Leah Nachipo, and Instagram as well under the same name. And Swan Creek Gardens is also on Instagram.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Ndombodzoka kwamuri mzvare cheKenya. Mombotitsanangurirai kuti seimi makafunga kuti mushande nevanasikana pachirongwa ichi chamuri kuita chekuedza kudzidzisa vanasikana kuti vakwanise kuapplyawo kumayunivhesiti emunyika nekunze.
Thank you very much. Vana vasikana vakawanda vanga vasingakwanisi kuwana maopportunities as much as makaunta awo echikoma. Because usually, kunoti vakomana ndo vanowanzonge vakangwara-ngwara vachiwana opportunities ekuzonoita fundo dzekumusoro dzakaita sanana masters nana PhD, vamwe vachiwana mascholarships, but kazhinji vana vechisikana vanga vasingawani maopportunities aya. Pamusoro peizvozvo, vamwe vaizouyawo kwatiri as an organization vachikumbira kuti tokumbira kubatsirwa, tiri kuda mascholarship, but unoona kuti scholarship chinhu chiri very competitive in the globe. Saka isusu techida kubatsira vasikana through program yatiri kuita kuti number one, kana uchida kuti uzowana scholarship, unofanira kungoti add a value in yourself or participate in problem solving, uchibatsira macommunity ako, uchibata-bata issues of innovation, even issues of entrepreneurship, kuitira kuti paunenge wakuzoapplya paipai unenge wane CV rakasimba zvokuti havakwanise kukurambira kuti wane scholarship. So you find out kuti vakomana vakawanda ndivo vaikwanisa kuti vapinde vachiita maprogram achiita zveentrepreneurship vachipinda macommunity achitobuilda CV rake. Saka vachiro vachisikana kuti vabuildewo maCV avo. Saka matraining atiri kuvapa anovapa ruzivo rakawanda zvinozoita kuti vakwanisewo kuwanawo maopportunities ari global, even einternship, kumboshanda uchibata uchidzidza uri maorganization ekunzo. Vakomana kazhinji ndivo vaiwana maopportunities aya. Saka isu tiri kuti vasikana tiri kuvabatsira kuti vakwanisewo kuwana maopportunities and vakwanisewo kuita confident and kupinda macorporates vachiita innovation and creativity vachirakidza kuti vanokwanisa kugona kuita chii.
Thank you so much. The ndombodzoka kwamuri Muzvare naChipo. Mataura imi kuti muchange muine mutambo wenyu uri iko nemusi wesvondo. Asi tinoona zvakare kuti munoita rimwe basa rekutora mapicture vanenge vagraduata nezvimwewo. Tichitarisa kuti tina Muzvare Chekenya apa vari kutaurawo nemabasa avari kuita kubatsira vanasikana kuti vawanikwe vachienda kuzvikoro zvepamusoro. Titaurewo nerimwe basa renyu ramunoita iri.
Okay, and I got from the company named the Tender Photos in 2010. And, you know, during the time of the Siana, Kunyanya Kuma corporate functions, Kuma university, Kuma family and individual. So I put it in the Mongo, it's a Kuma company, Chetan Yango Memori, Lebona Kutia Kumba, Kana Kune, Union Jingo. Business, it is a Kura, the Kuti, Kesepa made from mitambo or kupembera kwemamilestones mupenyu tinowanikwa tiripo tichitora mufananidzo. And chinhu chakakosha nekuti mukurarama kwedu mifananidzo ndiyo inotichengetera nguva, inosimudza moment yedu. Saka ndakaona chiri chinhu chakanaka kufocusa on kuchengetedza mamemories evanhu ndichivachengetera upenyu hwavo, kuitira kuti nyange paine munhu ada kuselebrata munhu, maportrait avo tinotora tichichengeta. Saka basa iri vafamba ende rakura zvakanaka sereki, nekuti even nechemothers day ana mai vachatorwa mifananidzo yavo vachabva ipapo vanenge vaine A4 size portrait yavo yavanotoenda nayo kumba vonoifamba iri pamwe chete papakeji iyoyo.
Muri kushanda sei nevamwe vari kudiaspora vana ana mai vavo vari kumusha pazvirongwa izvi zvamuri kuita nyaya chemusi wesvondo?
Ndivo vari kutonyanya kutisapota vanhu vari kudiaspora, nekuti mwana anenge achishanda kulese ari kuuk kana kuamerica, asi kuti aitira mai vake chinhu chakanaka anogona kutadza nekuti kuvapinda mari dzenguva hakusiriko kwega kunoita kuti vafari, asi akavabhadharira kuti vauyewo vamwe vafari nevamwe, vanonzwawo kukosha kwavo, vanonzwawo kuti ndaitirwa zvakanaka nemwana wangu. So vazhinji vari kutotumirana mai vavo, vanhu vari kunze kwenyika vari kuitira ana mai vavo vachitumira mari kuti tifoilewo ana mai vavo musi wa12. So ndinotenda neruoro.
Thank you so much. Back to you, Ms. Chekenya. You were talking about this program that you're running and that you will be having one next week. Where and when exactly would this be?
The upcoming a workshop that we have, we're conducting it in Gweru on the 17th of May, conducted in the Gweru Memorial Library, which is also where there is the American Corner, to be conducted from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that upcoming one will be in June, that will be June the 12th, at the U.S. Embassy Public Diplomacy Section at Westgate.
Mm-hmm. So for those that are listening and would like to participate, how do they get on the programs?
If you'd like to participate, you can contact us on womanstand.org @gmail.com or standfoundationtrust@gmail.com, or you can just WhatsApp us on 0772-576-156.
Is there like a cutoff date or it's open until the workshop actually starts?
For the Gweru one, people can apply. It's ongoing, but it's strictly by registration. But for the one that's being held at the U.S. Embassy on the 12th of June, people must have registered by the 5th of June.
Mm-hmm. And you said that you have also partnered with other partners in this initiative. Who is that?
We've partnered in this initiative with Education USA. So Education USA will be teaching on how to apply to a university in the United States in the various steps that you can take. And we have also partnered with other embassies, and we will be revealing which embassies we will be working with. But we have scholarships such as, you know, the Japanese scholarships. We have scholarships such as the Australia Awards scholarships that we are hoping to be helping to assist in the requirements and application process as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Back to you, Ms. Nachipo. Some women out there will be listening and saying, you know, this lady now has two businesses, one photography and the other one events. What can you say to inspire other women out there who would also like to start their own businesses?
Firstly, I'd like to say, number one is belief comes first, believe in yourself. And if you have a vision, as long as you see it, it can happen. Once you've envisioned it, research on it, you know, seek information, market research and all, and seek mentorship. So for someone who's looking into a certain business, find people that have done it before you and seek help and assistance. Build a network, you know, attend events, talk to people, be a people's person, and then start small. No one ever started big. Start small and don't be afraid. Everything will fall into place. Focus on continuous learning and always better yourself and go along with, you know, day-to-day standards and needs and try and work on a level where you're working and trying to keep up with everything that's going on around you. Embrace challenges. You know, every business has its own challenges, but you don't give up. You keep going every day. Wake up the next day and keep pushing. Set goals, and if you set your goals, you will achieve more than just working blindly. And also, in all of this, you need to take care of yourself, because mm-hmm. you come first, and make time for yourself, and, you know, take days off. When you're not feeling well, close the door and sleep. But basically, all I can say is nothing is impossible. The sky is not even the limit. And as long as you see the vision, it's impossible. It's possible to do it. And once you've achieved all of this, celebrate your milestones, because life is too short. You never know if you're going to be there tomorrow. So all I can say is it's not impossible. Mm-hmm. You can do it.
Thank you so much. And if you can give us again your number for those who still want to send their mothers off for Mother's Day on Sunday.
My number is +263 772 909 417.
Thank you so much. Over to you, Charlene Chekenya, your last word and also where people can reach you or follow you.
Thank you very much. I just want to encourage as many young women as possible to come and participate in this event, because the world needs more leaders in the community, because if one leader...
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, time is not on our side. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Nsanganya Huye, and just thanking my guests, Charlene Chekenya and Leah Nachipo.